Hello.
Yeah, sorry ma'am, the line got disconnected. This is Stevie from Apple.
Alright.
Sorry for that, okay? Like, I don't know why the line got suddenly blanked up and I see that the line is disconnected, right?
Well, I heard a voice saying, I don't know if you heard the voice, but a voice came over saying you had 30 seconds left. I don't know what. I thought that must be coming from your end.
No, no, it's not coming from my end, ma'am. Because you can see, because we are trying to put the securities on your email.
Yes, I know. And then
suddenly the line got disconnected. It means
someone is trying to access
your internet and they are trying to block the connection. So what we need to do, ma'am, in the first place, we need to block those persons from each and every information. So as I told you, ma'am, that you can see those people are trying to do some illegal activities on your banking page. Like they are trying to get your like ID and the password of your banking page so they can easily transfer the money or do some illegal activities. So can you please confirm me, ma'am, when did the last time you check your statements?
I think it was it was either last night or this morning, so it was very recently.
Very recently. Okay, now you can see, ma'am, you are connected with the security server. So if there anything is illegal happening on your banking, you can see all the things. Like you can see all the transaction, if they made any transaction, and if they make any pending transaction, you can see all the transaction. As you can see your email. When you log into your email, you can see the junk mail suddenly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what do you need to do, ma'am? You need to simply minimize this page. Minimize this page.
This page?
Yeah. I do believe you are in the validation, right? Like validator page. Minimize this page.
Hang on. I just want to put you on speakerphone.
Yeah. Put me on the speaker.
That's better. Yeah, so I'll minimize it. Yes.
Okay. Now open up the fresh page of Google. Open up the fresh page of Google, or the Safari, which browser you are using?
I'm using Google.
Yes.
Oh, when I clicked on Safari, that page came back up.
Okay, no problem. Look in the top of your screen, ma'am. You can see there is a plus symbol. Can you see that plus symbol? Click on that plus symbol.
The top of the screen, is on the basic screen or the computer screen?
On your computer screen, ma'am, on your computer screen.
There's
a plus sign which says a new tab. Like open up a fresh page. Okay, no problem. Okay, no problem. Look in the left hand side, ma'am. Can you see any option which says new tab? N-E-W-T-A-B, new tab. Option which says new tab.
No, I can only see one tab. I can't see anything that says new tab.
Okay, and you cannot see any plus symbol also, right?
No.
Okay, no problem. Just give me a moment, okay? And can you please confirm me, ma'am, when you log into your account, like your bank account, like you put the password manually or you saved your password on your device?
When I do it on my phone,
You are using your banking on your mobile phone?
Yeah. Oh
my goodness, that's the reason, ma'am, because mobile phones are not supported devices. You can see, if you are using your computer, it is so safe for you, right? Because the computer is not a easily accessible device. When anybody is accessing your information through your computer, you get a notification. But when someone is using your information through your mobile phone, you cannot get any notification. That's why you are not getting any kind of notification when they are trying to get the information, right?
Oh dear. Nobody's ever told me that, not to use my phone. So what about the iPad?
No, no, not the iPad also, because iPad is also like a mobile device, right? So can you please confirm me, ma'am? Have you remembered your user ID and password to log into your bank?
No, I just use a PIN code.
And you are not using, you are not remembering your Apple ID and password? Like Apple ID and password or your banking user ID and password?
No.
No, right? Okay, so no problem. No problem. Let me help you. Okay. Now look in the left-hand side of that page, ma'am. You can see there is an option says number one tab. Can you see that? Number one tab?
Yes.
Yes. Click on that number one tab.
Yes.
Click on that.
Yeah. Nothing happened. It's just highlighted, but...
Can you please come again?
Nothing's happening. I just clicked on it and it highlighted it, but it didn't do anything else.
Have you clicked on that boxes just beside that one tab? You can see there are 6 or 8 boxes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. Click on that box. Click on that box.
I did. Mm.
Now after you click on that, you can see there is a plus symbol, right?
I clicked on it.
Yes.
No, somebody
now,
yeah.
Yes. Now simply type your bank name on the search bar. Simply type your bank name.
On the Google.
Yes, on the search bar, Google search bar.
And the internet banking sort of thing?
Yes, yes, yes. Click on that internet banking.
Yeah.
Now after you click on that, can you see anything changes on your screen? Like login, register, something like that?
Yeah, register and login. Yeah.
Yes, click on login. Click on login. Now anything changes on your screen?
Yes, it's asking
like my user ID. Yes, user ID and password, right?
Yes.
Yes, and on the user ID, ma'am, you need to put your card number, the card which the bank provided you. Put the card number.
Actually, it doesn't say user ID. It's only got NAB ID. Is that what they mean?
Okay, like have you remember your NAB ID?
Yes.
Put the NAB ID.
Yep. But then now, the password just comes up automatically then.
Okay, it means your password is saved on your device. Just beside that password, you can see there is a lock symbol. Can you, like a key symbol, a black color key symbol.
Yeah.
Click on that so you can easily check your password, it's right or not. Or click on that login. Click on that login. Click on login.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you done, ma'am?
Yes.
Now check all of your statements with the date and time. Can you see any unauthorized charge over there, like under the name of any company or any unauthorized charge?
How would I know?
Like check your statements, ma'am. Check your statements. Can you see any unauthorized charge? Like do you know how to check? Yes, any unauthorized charge or any unauthorized transfer? Check all of your accounts one by one, and when you're done, just do let me know, okay? If you can see any unauthorized charge, through any company, just do let me know so I can so I can help you better.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm holding the line for you. When you're done, just do let me know.
They all say I'm available. Category unavailable. I don't know what that means.
Category unavailable. Like, did you remember that chart? The chart, I do believe you can see that chart on your screen, just below the balance, right?
Yeah.
And have you remembered that chart? Have you made that chart or not?
Just lost it. It's just gone.
Take your time. Do it slowly, slowly. Okay, ma'am? Don't do any hurry. Because if you do hurry, you cannot see any charges. Do it slowly, slowly.
Okay, thank you. Now,
can you see any charge? Like if you face any kind of problem,
well,
you can ask me. Yeah, you can ask me.
Okay. Well, this one says, personal, this is a very first one, personal check.
Okay.
$62.91. Now,
No. I can see that charge is 3,347. So have you made that charge?
Oh.
Yes, you can see it is in minus maybe. You can see that charge. It is in minus. Minus 3,347, right? And just below that, there is a subscription made on your end, ma'am. You can see Stream Motion subscription. It is also for $3,410. Have you made those charges? You can see there are lots of charges. Like $3,000, $3,000, $3,000, $3,000.
What about this one? Yes, I did. This is $69.95. I don't understand. That one's correct.
Okay. And there's also an Amazon charge, ma'am. There's also an Amazon charge in your card, which is ending with 3110. It is for $10.99. Have you made that charge?
I did buy something from Amazon recently, yes.
Yes.
That could be correct.
Yes, so check all of your transactions, ma'am.
Yes.
And write it down, all the unauthorized charge, in the piece of paper. So you can calculate how much money they are transferring from your account. So we can write a complaint against it, okay?
So the minus, is that just one amount they're taking out, or are they taking out more?
Yes, you can check. Scroll down your screen slowly, slowly and check. And if you can see any unauthorized charge which you did not make, simply write down that charge in the piece of paper, okay?
Okay.
I'm holding the line for you.
Thank you. Okay. What should I write down? Just the amount or who it is?
Yeah.
Or?
You need to write down the company name where the charge is made, and you need to write the amount just beside that, okay?
Okay. So what about, we don't know where this 3,000 has come from, though.
Yes, so if you did not make that charge and you can see that charge on your screen, it means those fraudsters transferring the money from your account to their account, and maybe they are.
There's no notification of where anybody has transferred, for example.
No, ma'am. As because it is not a notification. It is showing you on your transfers, right? So what actually happened? When you go online, you can see your password and user ID is saved on your computer, right? So when you go online and when you saved your password, so what those people do, they simply connect your device to the internet and they are getting all the information like your NAB ID and the password, and they simply log into your account on their end. And they can simply make the small charges on your end, so they can easily take the money in the smaller way, right? Because if they transfer big amounts, they have to authorize that charge, right? But you can see they are making a small amount of payment, like $69, $3,000, something like that. They are playing a smart game, so they can easily get the money from your account, and they are buying some purchases or some subscription under your money. So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to cancel that charge as soon as possible. And if there is any another unauthorized charge, we need to do the same thing with that charge also. We need to cancel that charge and we need to refund you that charge through the cancellation process, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, write down all the unauthorized charges which you can see on your statement. So we can write a complaint against it, and we are trying to provide you that money as soon as possible, okay?
Yeah, what I don't understand though is, can have, are you saying that they've taken out these in small amounts that has added up to minus up to 3,000?
Yeah, because ma'am, you can see 3,000 is not the biggest amount. They can transfer the money of 3,000 easily. They don't have to get the authorization for that 3,000. If they are transferring the money, sorry, go ahead.
Every other transfer that we do has got a date, and it's got a name, you know, like Guardian Australia, Bill.
Okay.
Where's the date and the name for the 3,000?
Data. Do you want to see the date and the time of that transaction? Click on that arrow. Yes. Click on that left hand side. Sorry. Go ahead.
I just don't understand that when that large amount came out, because all of those little tickles of amounts don't add up to that amount.
Okay, like what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am, that if any person trying to charge any money on your account, there are some limits on your account, right? So if they transfer over the limits, they have to authorize that charge. So that's why they are trying to do a payment of a small amount like $3,000, $10, $69, $1,000, something like that. If you want more details about that transaction, just below that transfer, just beside that transfer, you can see there is a red color arrow. Can you see that red color arrow?
Yeah.
Click on that arrow so you can see the more information about that transaction.
Okay.
Now you can see the whole bunch of details of that transaction. Now check it twice. So you can see all the answers of your questions, right?
This is going to take an awfully long time.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You can see the money is already charged on your account, right? So that's why if you want to reverse that money, if you want to reverse that money, it will hardly take time.
Yeah, okay. So should I look, should I do the arrow every, see what they say?
No. You don't need to do that for all the transfers, right? Which you did not make, you need to check for that transfer.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Do I need to for the ones that I think I didn't make, do I need to go to the arrow and see what else it says or not? For instance, this first one.
Yeah, if you want, you can check that. If you want, you can check that,
the first one, I'm pretty sure I know what that is. Oh, it doesn't say. Oh, I received 6291. What? Oh. I don't understand. So with the stream motion one.
Okay.
What do I need to write down? Just stream motion $10 and the date?
Yes, you need to write it down, that charge. If you did not make that charge, you need to write it down, that charge, in the piece of paper.
Okay.
Kya hua to hai? Sorry, beg your pardon, ma'am?
No, I'm saying a beg your pardon to you.
Okay, I'm not talking with you. Can you see any options?
A warning has come up.
Yeah.
That sounds like that was maybe it.
You don't need to click on the you need to click on the positive options. If you can see any option like accept, you need to click on that, okay? And minimize that page, ma'am. Click on permission. Can you hear me? Click on permission. Click on permission.
Where's permission?
Like on that page where you can see the numbers. Click on that. Okay. Look on your taskbar. In the taskbar, in the bottom.
Yeah.
Can you see that any desk? The red color any desk?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah. Possible scam detected. Well. Oh, God, that's Amazon. Okay.
I'm telling you, look in the left-hand side of your screen, ma'am. Look in the left-hand side bottom corner. Can you see the any desk, the red color any desk in the taskbar? Okay, minimize this. Yes, click on that any desk. Click on that last one, the last any desk.
Yeah.
Now you can see there says permission. Can you see that permission?
I'm going to click down. Up in the top.
You can see there is an option says permission on that small box.
Permission.
Yes.
Permission profiles and permission.
Yes. Click on that permission.
Control my devices, keyboard.
Not that, ma'am. In the small box where you can see the numbers like 3, 6, 7.
Oh, yes.
And just below that numbers, you can see permission.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Click on that permission.
Yes.
Now. Click on that control my device keyboard. Okay, you can see in the top there is written possible scam detected, right?
Yes.
Click on that.
Yeah.
Can you see any another options?
It just says permission, and then it's got control my device's keyboard and mouse and so on. So what now?
Okay, no problem. Do one thing. Minimize this page.
Okay.
And if you still log into your account, simply minimize that page also, okay? Minimize that page and come back to your home screen.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Okay, now open up the any desk.
Well, there's two, and I don't know which one is two.
Yeah, you need to open. Yeah, you need to open up the last one. Click open. Click on the last one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. And can you see there is an option says like there is any option which says access my device clipboard or enable.
Yeah.
Yes, you can see enable privacy mode.
Yes.
Enable. Yes, click on that enable privacy mode and check mark on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now just give me a moment. If you can see anything changes, just do let me know.
I'm just on the home screen.
Okay. You are on your home screen, right?
Yeah.
And can you please confirm me, ma'am, how many charges you can see on your account, which you did not make?
I've still only just made a note of one, but I've seen two, and I'm sure there's a whole lot more, but I haven't done one yet.
Okay, now what can you see on your screen?
It's gone blank.
It's gone black. It means the security started on your computer and they are going to block all the people who is misusing your information, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. And can you please confirm me, ma'am, have you shared any of your details with anyone outsider, like any delivery boy or something, some people like that? Have you shared any of your details?
No.
Right?
No.
So if you are not sharing any of your details, ma'am, there is only one way to get your information, through your internet connection, right?
Yes.
So what actually happened, ma'am, when you visit any shopping mall, gas station, cafeteria, something like that, they are providing you a free Wi-Fi, right? So can you please confirm me, have you connected your mobile phone with that Wi-Fi?
How do I connect my mobile phone?
No, like, have you connected your mobile phone to their Wi-Fi?
No, not usually. I just use my card.
Okay. Like, what actually happened, ma'am? When you connect your any device with the local Wi-Fi, they are providing you some antivirus or the virus over there, right? So when you connect your device with the local Wi-Fi, they are getting all the information on that point of time and they are still connected with your internet line. So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to block those persons permanently because they are still connected with your internet line, and I can see that the last connection was made from Mountain View, California. So do you know any person from Mountain View, California?
No, I don't.
Like your screen is still black?
Yes.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. Once they are going to put the security successfully on your internet line and they block the person, as because you can see, as I told you, that we noticed that right now there is a one person is connected to your internet line from Mountain View, California. So what we need to do, we need to simply cancel that charge. Yes, we need to simply block those persons from your internet line. So that's why your screen gone black. Because if you can see your screen, it means those persons can see your screen too. So if you can see your screen is black, it means those persons can see the same thing. And they think that you turn off your computer and you are not using your computer at this moment. So if they think that your computer is off, they cannot do any kind of illegal activities. So when we get the notification they are offline from your internet line, we are going to provide you the securities again and again, okay?
Yeah.
And apart from that iPad, do you have any Android mobile phone?
No.
You don't have any Android mobile phone. You have an Apple mobile phone, right, ma'am?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. And you are using, so you are using your mobile phone for your banking, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So does that mean that I shouldn't use my phone for my banking?
Yes. Very rare time when you face any kind of problem with your computer and you are outside from your home, on that time you can use your mobile phone, okay? But when you have your computer with you, don't use your mobile phone because it's not safe and secure.
Hmm.
Okay, ma'am? Okay, and can you please confirm me, ma'am, except you, who is using your his computer?
Nobody,
right?
Yeah. Nobody.
Okay, no problem.
Oh, I just got a flash across the screen of my phone that said from my bank that we had just detected, and I didn't get a chance to read it before it went away.
Yes, because ma'am, you can see you put the securities and your banking is also capable to put the securities. But they are putting the securities from virus, right? Like what actually happened, those people are connected to your internet line and they are transferring the money behalf of you, or they can purchase the things behalf of you. Behalf of you, right?
Yeah.
So that's why your bank cannot recognize that you made that payment or anyone is making that payment behalf of you or not. Because your bank person think that you made that transfer, you are buying something for yourself. They authorize that transfer behalf of you.
Mm.
That's why your bank person or the bank branch did not notify you that is a fraud transaction or not. So just give me a moment. Let me talk with my senior authority and just provide you the further details, okay? Just give me a moment. Are you there, ma'am?
I just had a message from NAB.
Okay.
Please contact NAB regarding recent activity on your account.
Yes, we already notified them about this matter, ma'am. That's why I'm telling you that let me talk with my senior authority. When I talk with my senior authority, they're telling me that this is the clear case of fraudulent charges and the fraudulent transfers, right? So this is, we cannot handle this matter behalf of us. What we need to do, we need to transfer this call to the NCA. Do you know anything about NCA?
What's NCA?
It's NCA. NCA is the National Crime Agency, ma'am. Yes.
But please, can I ask you, the bank says to call them to discuss.
No. As you can see, this is a clear case of fraud transfer. So if you are going to contact your bank and if you are going to tell them that this will happen to my bank, they are going to simply lock your account, right? And you cannot use your account for a long period of time. So what I'm going to do, ma'am, I'm going to send an email to the NCA, National Crime Agency of Australia, what they are going to do, they are going to investigate all this matter, and they are if you can see any charges, as you are telling me that you can see the charges which you did not make, right?
Yes.
Yes. So what they are going to do, ma'am, they are going to provide you the refund money for that charges, because you did not make that charges. Behalf of you is someone is using your information and they are making the charges, right? So what they are going to do, they are going to investigate this matter with you, and they are going to catch those persons who is using your information and why they are doing this kind of things with you, right? So what they are going to do, they are going to simply provide you the call within a 2 to 5 minutes, and they are going to start the investigation about that charges, and if the charges is not met by you, they are going to provide you the refund money for that charges, okay?
Yes, that's great. But how will I, if my screen's gone blank, how will I be able to
Yes, you don't need to worry about it. Very soon you can see your screen, right?
Well, it flashed on and then it flashed off again.
It flashed off again?
Yeah, it's gone off again.
Okay, like you can see your screen or not?
It's not open, no. It's gone off.
It's gone off?
Came on for 1 second and then went off straight away. It's black.
Okay, no problem. As I told you, ma'am, that people are still connected, right? So that's why maybe you cannot see your screen. So no need to worry about it. Once the NCA is going to investigate this matter, they are going to catch those persons who is make that charges behalf of you, and they are going to catch those persons. Okay, ma'am?
Yeah, that's great. However, if I can't use my computer, how can I tell them what the you know.
No, you can see your screen very soon. You can see your screen. Once you get the call from NCA, you need to attend that call. And I suggest you need to cooperate with them so they can investigate all the matter and they can catch all those persons. Okay, ma'am?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, so don't switch off your computer. Within 2 to 5 minutes, you get the call from NCA, okay, ma'am?
Okay, thank you very, very much. Thank you. David, is it?
Yeah, my name is David, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you, David.
Okay, now, ma'am, yes, now you can hang up the call. You get the call from NCA within 2 to 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah.
Welcome.